And got some other stories we're going to get into as well. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR locally. Oh, wait a minute. I'm doing weird.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A breakthrough agreement by world leaders on phasing out coal, oil, and natural gas. U.S. Envoy John Kerry.
I thank all for the efforts here and for what we have accomplished.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London at the COP28 summit in Dubai.
Hearing no objection, it is so decided.
200 countries have reached a deal calling for them all to move away from the fossil fuels linked to climate change, though campaign groups charge more should have been pledged to help the poor and island nations most at risk from global warming.
President Biden plans to meet today with families of U.S. hostages as Israel continues attacks on southern Gaza amid a massive humanitarian crisis. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
During a closed-door fundraiser, President Biden had some of his harshest criticism yet for Israel's conduct of the war, saying it's starting to lose international support by the, quote, indiscriminate bombing that takes place.
Lawmakers in the House expected to vote today on a resolution to authorize an impeachment inquiry into the president. Speaker Mike Johnson.
Following the facts where they lead, is hitting a stone wall. To fulfill our constitutional responsibility, we have to take the next step.
Republicans have yet to find evidence of wrongdoing. Arizona's state Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments in a case that could reimpose a very old abortion law. State Attorney General Chris Mays.
This specific case is about the need to ensure that women aren't saddled with an 1864 law that was passed before Arizona was a state before women had the right to vote.
The ban would only allow exceptions to protect the woman's life or health. At the Vatican,
continuo a seguire con molta preoccupazione e dolore.
The Pope, during his weekly audience, after announcing he doesn't want to be buried in the grottos of the Vatican like his predecessors. Reporter Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Vastly simplifying the funeral rites for a pontiff, Francis will become the first pope to be buried in the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome, to be near his favorite icon of the Madonna.
Exactly who's streaming what, and how long are they watching?
Briggs was involved! The vice president's involved! He's trying to kill you, man!
For the first time, Netflix has released what it calls an engagement report, revealing which movies and series are most popular and which are not. At the top of the list of its originals, The Night Agent, the action thriller The Mother is the most watched movie right now.
You hear me? You're not me.
I don't want to be you.
S&P futures up 5, Dow futures ahead 35. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is set to vote today on the same deal with Republican lawmakers it rejected Saturday. Among other things, it would trade more modest diversity efforts for employee pay raises. The Journal Sentinel tweets Amy Bogost may flip her vote. The League of Women Voters is against a resolution in the state assembly to dissolve the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The league's Deborah Cronmiller says the agency doesn't need to be shut down.
I think that this is functioning government that, you know, certain legislators are just wanting to take that power and make it not function.
Conservatives and other conspiracy theorists have targeted the Elections Commission ever since Donald Trump lost the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Security Health Plan in Marshfield will raise an American flag tomorrow in honor of soldiers overseas. The flag-raising ceremony celebrates staff member Gabby Schrader's husband, Sean, whose unit is based in Saudi Arabia. Gabby and her Security Health Plan co-workers sent a package of donations to Sean's unit. In return, Sean presented them with a flag that flew onboard combat aircraft during missions in August of this year. The ceremony will take place at 9 a.m. on Thursday at the Security Health Plan office on St. Joseph Avenue. The Marshfield High School Band will play, and Marshfield VFW Post 1866 members will be in attendance. The holidays can be stressful. a Spirus psychiatrist, recommends some practical strategies to enhance well-being during this festive time. Remember, it's okay to say no. Be realistic about what you can and cannot do, and seek help if your stress or seasonal depression is overwhelming. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 35 this afternoon under sunny skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
That's better. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, all of you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We appreciate the time. We're going to get into some fun stuff this hour. In a little bit, we're going to touch on 10 plus things we're glad millennials ended or ruined.
Oh, that's nice.
Should be an interesting
list.
Should
be fun.
Yeah. That should be an interesting one. We'll get into that. We have got some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day all lined up for you. We got some local good stuff we'll get into as well. All of that coming up for you. But right now, as you may have heard in CBS's news break right there, Netflix has been notoriously tight-lipped about its viewer data since its existence.
Right.
There was no need, or I shouldn't say there was no need, but there was... there was no incentive for them to share this information. Mm-hmm. They were better suited by it being more clouded in mystery or left up to, when you go on Netflix, their top 10, that kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah,
that was
yeah, it's about as much as they did, yeah.
But shareholders are big. Shareholders speak loud. And
especially when they're not making any money.
Yep. So they're going to start releasing this now from every year. They're going to be doing this, and I think you're going to see a lot more of this. We've already seen this from a lot of apps, from a lot of streaming services. Spotify, a lot of places do this kind of thing. And it's fun. A lot of people have a good time with it. It's also for shareholders.
100%, man.
You know, money.
Yep. It's always going to come back to that. And so when you look at this top 10 of theirs, the Night Agent, Ginny and George, The Gloria, Wednesday, and Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, all in their top five of most views. What I find interesting is the way they're doing this with the hours of time that people are watching these.
Oh.
For example, The Night Agent is number one, season one of that, 812.1 million hours of viewing.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's an interesting algorithm to use to figure these things out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was curious of how they were going to do this.
Yeah. If you don't watch the whole show, you know, if you just start the first 5 minutes of it and for that to count isn't, I don't know.
That's
I don't think that would be accurate.
Yeah. You can't consider that like a viewing, right?
No. I wouldn't.
With songs, if I have this right, and I double-checked this last night just to make sure, with streaming services like Spotify, if I play at least 30 seconds of a song, that counts.
Yes.
Mm.
So to your guys' point, I don't know viewing-wise if it's the same for Netflix and Hulu and these places, but I'm gathering you guys are right about that. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. So.
Right.
It would be nice if those songs you listened to the 30 seconds of and you didn't like would not reappear in your listened to thing. Because I don't want this in my... How do I get rid... I can't get rid of it.
Out of these shows, there's 10 shows on here. Other than Wednesday, I haven't watched any of these.
I haven't even heard of them.
I don't think I've watched any of them.
I've heard good things about the TV show, or about the show You, but I've never gotten a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. But I find that interesting as well, that because... even just 2 years ago, I wouldn't have said that. Like, Netflix probably would have had three or four shows on here that I would have been watching and taking in. Yeah. And I'm not alone. A lot of people would have. Again,
there's so many other options.
There's other options, and Netflix has been shooting themselves in the foot left
constantly.
And right.
Constantly.
They get a good show, and they either nix it or... or cut it, or they make it, you know what? Hey, Stranger Things, you're really popular. Let's wait 2 years until we release the next season. you know, where
doesn't make any sense.
That sounds like a good idea.
Well, and you know, people look at The Sopranos as an example of the networks being able to do this and get away with it. What they're not doing is doing the next step. The Sopranos fan base was an older fan base, and it was a different time. We waited a week to watch shows. We didn't mind, whether we minded or not, we had to do it.
Yeah.
And we did it.
It wasn't a choice.
The Stranger Things fan base, for one, is a younger fan base that wants things quicker.
They're used to having that.
And they're most of them are not only teenagers but young adults. And if look, I was a teenager, I was a young adult. I get this. I'm into this right now. Doesn't mean I'm going to be into it a year from now.
Right.
You know, I think this is cool today.
Yep.
It doesn't mean it's going to be cool even tomorrow, let alone 2 years from now when the second season comes out or whatever.
Exactly.
Like you do yourself no good. If whatever industry you're doing, I don't care what it is, if you don't put the people first, they are what make your industry, whether it is TV, radio, music, anything. You're a mechanic. You've got to put the people first. It's business 101. It's not rocket science. This is not hard. But Netflix and other companies like this, they continue to put profit ahead of business, ahead of their people.
Yep.
And I don't think it's a far-fetched thing to think, hey, is Netflix going to be around in 5 or 10 years?
Maybe a radically different form. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, and this is what is so mind-boggling to me about this is they had a head start.
They did.
They had a bigger jump than anybody by leaps and miles.
They were
on
the
this.
Only game in town at one point. They were it. Yeah.
Yep.
This is the equivalent as if McDonald's like mucked up the fast food business. Yeah. And like where there was like 5 McDonald's around right now or something. Like that's literally the business equivalent of this.
Instead of opening another restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they're doing.
Yep.
But I was going to say, in 10 years, what's Netflix going to be? All ads, all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so true. On the new NBC show Found, Mark Paul Gossard plays a evil kidnapper who was inspired by Ted Bundy. But when he was asked if this is the darkest character he's ever played, right away responded, no. Not by a long shot. That honor belongs to Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. He said, quote, Zach is, quote, a master manipulator and one of the most nefarious characters on television. Not just that he's played on television.
Wow.
He even pointed out that there was an entire YouTube series called Zach Morris is Trash, where a guy showed all the horrible things Zach did. Of course, Gosler was being a little tongue-in-cheek, but he said that the observations made about Zach on the show aren't wrong.
I
like that he did this. A lot of times actors will come back and like kind of push back on these things or defend, like take it personal or something. He gets it. Like I don't know Mark Paul Gossard that well, but I've always admired that he has been able to kind of keep getting parts and push through and kept working and stuff. And I think that that's a credit to any person that perseveres. I'm not saying it's the same. Perseverance, you know, I'm not making light of that word, but it's cool that he's done this. I think it's very, very needed to be said. I never, my sister loved that show, and I could never understand why. Like, even for the time, it was outdated, I feel like. Even in the 90s, it was a little like, this isn't high school.
It's a little weird, yeah.
Like, maybe this was high school. Like, it was clearly written by people that were in high school in the 60s or 70s or something, and it had no idea what 80s and 90s kids were like.
Yeah, right.
At all. Like,
it was an odd show that you mentioned it now. Yes.
And still not as odd as the show he's currently on.
Yeah, still that's a little weird too. Yeah.
That's a weird show. They give away the best part in the trailers. I mean, I don't understand. I think it's pretty safe to say that George Clooney is one of the greater actors in the game today, has been for decades, and one of the more honest celebrities out there too. George Clooney has always kind of left, he wears his emotions on his sleeve. He's a very, you know, very open in interviews. And he's gotten to a stage in his career too where he also doesn't really have to like put on airs.
No.
You know, he can be him. He can pretty much be him. Yep. George Clooney doesn't mind offending, one portion of the audience, if you will, or that kind of thing. He's good where he is. Right. And companies are good with that. Now, one person who may not be good with him being completely honest is his wonderful wife. And for those that don't know, he has an amazing wife. Like,
oh, yeah.
George Clooney is the second most talented person in that house. George Clooney makes sure that he handles the cooking for his family, not his attorney wife, Amel.
Yep.
maybe in part because Amel is off doing some amazing things for our world and everything. But he says, quote, she's one of the great advocates of the world. She takes on ISIS and all these things. Every day this woman is facing, kidnapping things and
death threats,
all this different stuff. This woman does. So it's a little understandable that maybe she's not a great cook. he says, I better be doing the cooking or we will all die.
Oh, my.
George will be cooking a little Christmas turkey for the holidays this year. He also made one for Thanksgiving. Apparently, he's a good cook, but doesn't have a big range of things he can cook.
He can do turkey. He can do turkey.
He's very honest about this. He's very like, I can make turkey. I'm good at that. I can make that. I love the idea of this. It also should be noted, I think, too, that's kind of cool about this. This is not a family that has like 18 assistants or those kind of things. They both, part of the reason that they're really, George Clooney was single for a very long time.
He was, yeah.
Because he was looking for somebody that was that believed in the same things he did as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people he was dating, apparently, and this is all from him, really wanted that life. You know, 20 assistants and all these things. Yeah. George Clooney wants to go get his own mail. He wants to go get his own food.
Wants to be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we need more of that in society. but I really would love to know how this went over with her. I got to think that she was cool with it. I don't think George Clooney's a smart enough guy. I don't see him going forward with this in an interview unless they've already joked about this quite a bit.
Right. And you know, I'm sure if, you know, it seems a relationship is that kind of relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very aware of what their strengths and weaknesses are. So, yeah.
If you get a chance to look into what Amel Clooney is doing around the world right now, I encourage you to do that. That woman is incredibly impressive, doing some really cool work. Wanted to wrap up with some local entertainment. And, of course, we were touching on this with our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Candle in the Window comes back this week.
Yeah.
The wonderful holiday production from our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, directed by the great Deb Szczesinski.
Deb is awesome.
One of my theater moms. And so many of our favorites are on this stage, and so many great new favorites are out there. You've got two groups of casts for these kids.
That's so awesome.
Really smart. And I was talking to Gretchen about this. This was Deb's idea. Deb wanted to do that.
Fabulous.
They had so many great people try out for this, and Deb, being one of the biggest hearts in that theater, couldn't say no to people. So, you know what? Why not double cast?
Yep, exactly.
And I think that was a really cool idea, and it's all the more gives us the opportunity to let people know why, when we talk about encouraging people to be a part of things at the theater, this is what we're talking about. These are the kind of people you're going to work with.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of people who not only are going to give you an A-plus product every show you see, but also try to get all the heart you can on that stage.
Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
And the set is amazing.
God, is that a cool set. I don't know about if you two have gotten to see it yet or not, but as soon as I saw it, I wanted to play on it. I immediately became a little kid and wanted to be on that stage.
In the train station.
Yes. Oh, so cool.
Cheer on this amazing cast. Let's give them a full house. Let's give them a great show. Be sure to be there. They've got shows going on, kicking off again on the 14th, 15th, 16th, all 7 o'clock shows. On Saturday the 16th, have a 2 o'clock matinee. Be sure to enjoy that as well. Spread the word about this show.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know that it's going on, and get people to support this. Get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org. That's wrctheater.org. You can also get them the day of the shows right at the front desk. Buy local, support local, support the arts.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Taking a break. We'll be back with more fun. We're going to get into 10 plus things we're glad millennials ended or ruined. Coming up.
Go.
It should be fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 35 this afternoon under sunny skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Isn't that Christmas type of feel?
Yeah.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
I ain't got that right, Burl. I don't know if there's going to be snow either, Burl.
Yeah, I have to mention, because I do it every time I play one of his songs on Trail Tunes, I'm distantly related to Burl Ives. I always throw that out there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I would mention it, too. I would mention it, too.
Can't blame you.
I'd have it on my resume. Yeah. For no reason.
Distantly related to Burl Ives, yeah.
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah.
One of the most unique voices I think I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
I always know it's him whenever I hear, even if it's a song I don't know.
Yep. You got it.
We got to get into this one, everybody. This is interesting, but millennials are constantly being blamed for ending and ruining things. Yeah. Even American cheese has gotten into this.
What?
But now people on social media are talking about things that they're actually glad that millennials torched. And there are some good responses from this, I think this is actually kind of cool. For starters, there were some serious things mentioned that included homophobia and shunning of LGBTQ plus community.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
The stigmas of mental health, depression, and anxiety. We are in a day and age now where it is actually, I think, becoming a machismo thing, a manly thing to care about your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I think
and
that,
to talk about it.
Yep.
Yeah. Being an absent father, millennial dads have made daddying cool.
Yeah,
the cool dad. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter dad or something like that is really big.
Like tea party with my daughter.
You know those things.
Long way from Mr. Mom. That's all said.
Yeah, right. The quote: "I hate my wife / husband" genre of jokes. Take my wife, please.
Yeah,
you know, that stuff.
That's
and
died out. Yeah, yeah,
that's all gone away.
Thank goodness.
And agreed. it's not just that these are bad jokes. It's lazy humor.
Yeah.
Obviously offensive, obviously wrong in those things. Hopefully, obviously wrong in those things.
Yeah.
But it's also that part of it, too, to me, too, that should be mentioned. The idea that work is the most important thing, or that loyalty to the workplace, millennials push the notion that you shouldn't go above and beyond. You should act your wage and be paid what you're worth.
Yes, that's a good one. I like that one.
That one's tough on me.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, that one's tough on me. Not only tough on me to do, but tough on me to wrap my. I have a lot of different layers to that one for me.
Well, and it's also one of the things, you know, it's also like we kind of said before with makeup, you know, it's what's comfortable for you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Feeling that you are required to go above and beyond constantly, yeah. For some people, they're like, no, I'm doing my job. I'm getting paid a certain amount. I'm not going to do any more than that. But I mean, then there's, you know, people like Workaholic Man over here. They can't stop. So, you know.
Yep.
Well, and many of us were instilled by our parents to, you know, always give your best. Always do the best you can. Always put in good and you will get good back.
Right.
So trying to do that in the workplace, but there is a certain level where you go like, my mental health and my well-being is also important.
Right.
There's got to be a balance there.
And not allowing people to exploit you if for having that motivation, being that thing, because people will take advantage of that.
Yes, they will.
It comes to mind that maybe we should mention this, because it seems like when we bring these things up, we're never really specific about it. And half the people wonder, wait a minute, am I a millennial or a Gen X? Am I Gen Z? Am I? What am I?
I have no idea.
They have this broken down at you're right on, Melissa. Right on.
You're a redhead.
Not actually, but okay.
I know.
For the way they break this down, World War II, if you were born from 1922 to 1927, post-war from 28 to 45, boomers 46 to 54, the second generation of boomers 55 to 64, then Gen X is 65 to 80, so that would be the us, I
all
believe.
Of us, I think.
No,
nope, yeah.
Not me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, not Melissa. Right. Millennials 81 to 96.
There you go.
So there would be where you fall
I'm
in, right,
millennial.
Melissa? Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also a special one in between those two that I actually fall in, apparently.
Right.
Oh, there's a lot of iterations of this.
Well, that's where I wanted to wrap on this, because finally, millennials, 81 to 96, Gen Z, 97 to 2012. So when it comes, this is also a little bit like how it's gotten now with, your sign. And everything.
Oh, your zodiac thing.
They seem to have tinkered with that a little bit too.
Of course, they do. Like, yes.
They keep doing that with these things. I think I know what I am, and then this happens.
Yeah, like, darn you!
I know what I am anymore. I thought I was
a
fish.
Why do I have a label?
Unlabeled. Yes, that's what
there we
are. We are unlabeled. A TV, a radio show that will be coming to your network very soon.
Yes.
Very soon. I'm working on it. I've got the first three episodes written. I just got to get in here to do it. And that is going to be a fun show, though.
It is. Absolutely.
And now, speaking of fun, the more fun responses of things that millennials quote-unquote ruined or destroyed or whatever.
Okay.
Like, millennials killed ironing clothes.
Good.
We don't really do that anymore.
Yeah.
I hate ironing.
Yeah, I'll bet.
When have you ever heard somebody say, I get to iron?
Yeah, like, I get to stay home and iron.
My mom
yeah.
used to do this a lot, and I never once saw her happy to iron. Like,
if you see someone smiling while they're ironing, has that ever happened?
Ever. Even on TV.
There's
like,
probably
even
somebody out there that enjoys it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wonder, what happened to all the ironing boards? What are they being used for now? What are they?
Surfing.
Surfing, yep.
Or little kid toys, you know.
Yeah, right.
I held a luau party once, and that's where my ironing board went.
Nice.
Continuing with the list of things millennials destroyed, crappy chain restaurants like Hooters or some of those.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the 90s and the early aughts, all of a sudden, like, you went down your main street and there was just an Applebee's, a TGI Fridays, and then there was like 80 of these things and a Hooters
Chili's,
and all this.
Yeah.
And I think that while we still have some of them, the ones that survived are the ones that should have been there, you know?
Like, that are good, that have good ownership and treat their employees well.
Are there even Ruby Tuesdays anymore? Like, are they?
I think there's a few around.
There's some. I think I got to think there's some of those around. Yeah,
Red
but that's
Robin.
Yes, nice. There's like 90. It was like one hit wonders of the 90s and stuff. Like, there were so many of them.
Fuddruckers.
Oh, another good one. Yes. Junk food. One person said healthy food, hippie boomers started it, Gen X commercialized it, millennials boosted it to the mainstream.
Okay.
Interesting. That's an interesting one to think about, huh? Cigarettes. Yeah?
Getting rid of cigarettes, yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Man, that is one of those ones that shocked me. Mm-hmm. I grew up thinking, people are going to do this forever. Like, this will never go away. This will never even die down.
Well, it's... Yeah, I mean, it hasn't gone away. It has died down, though.
Of course not,
that's an important note, Melissa.
Yeah.
Certainly hasn't gone away. But I never thought it would, like, dip. Like, I never even thought it would dip. You know, even those numbers would go down a little bit, let alone to the point now where if you want a regular cigarette, you might have to search for it. Like, there's certain companies that don't even make cigarettes anymore. Like, I think it's Virginia Slims or one of those ones or something that doesn't. Like, I never thought that would happen. I really am surprised by that. I'm genuinely in it. I'm so surprised when I'm surprised nowadays. Because it takes a lot to surprise any of us, I would think. Country clubs. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can't come into our establishment because you're not the right color. I mean, right.
You're not wearing a jacket.
Yes, you're not wearing a jacket.
You cannot have any of our martinis. I'm sorry.
Man, I don't want your club. All right. You ain't got nothing in there for me.
Hey, I got your club here. Whack, whack.
Yeah. I might want you guys to talk that way through a segment one time, though, just for funsies.
Oh,
in fact, maybe a Kitchen's Open segment will happen that way.
think that'll be fun. I think that'll be good. One person said treating veterinarians like garbage.
Ooh.
I didn't know that was ever a thing. But
veterinarians or veterans?
Veterinarians.
I had to,
because of my dyslexia, I had to like triple check that. I didn't know if it was veterans or
ask you, but
no, that was a good thing to do. Yeah, that it's well, and it's me. You got to do that. I mean, every segment I'm going to mess up a word or something like that. It's a wonder I'm paid to talk.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a thing either, though.
Me neither.
Treat them like garbage.
Mm. I thought I was I thought my dyslexia was messing it up, and it was vegans
vegetarians or something.
Vegetarians. I thought it's veterinarians. I don't remember that happening. I don't remember.
It could be a typo.
Yeah, but I do think we've gotten become a much more a positive culture with our animals, and we've become much more of a domesticated animal culture. Cats, dogs,
right.
Fish, all these things and stuff. We're doing more and more of that than we've ever done before. Mm-hmm. I keep coming back to this. Everybody's talking about how do we bring up the population in our city? How do we bring the population up in our state? And flat tax this or that or whatever. None of that stuff works. Look at the science. Look at the data. It tells you. Look at Florida. Look at Texas. They are not bringing in the people that you think they are bringing in with these things. What is working? Dog friendly. Like, that's the one thing.
Surprisingly,
that's the common theme.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe me. Go ahead and throw it into your search engine, people. You can find the same data I do.
Mm-hmm.
Towns and states that are animal friendly are the ones that are increasing in population. Mm-hmm. End of list.
And the ones that have housing available that's affordable.
Yes.
For pets, too. Housing with pets. Yeah.
Look at the states that have raised their minimum wage. Look at their population increase from 2020 and on, or whenever they raise their minimum wage. There's another tell for you. Mm-hmm. Like this isn't rocket science. It ain't that hard to figure out.
No, it's not.
People need to be able to afford to live,
yeah.
And they need all members of their family to be accepted, mm-hmm. including pets.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But we do have a shortage of veterinarians in Wisconsin. I know that is definitely a field.
I did not know that.
They need more people.
Yeah.
Try to get an appointment.
Right. Yeah. 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 And it's not just owners, homeowners and stuff that we're dealing with this, but our humane societies are, and it's a real issue. Because the rise of having more and more animals in the homes hasn't matched our using veterinarians having enough vets for this.
Yeah, people going into that field, right?
The lawn care obsession.
Oh, thank goodness! Yes,
thank goodness.
That was one of the dumbest things ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about owning a lot of knickknacks or like expensive, like having a certain, you've got the fine china.
Oh, boy.
You know, those things.
The china hutch.
Yes, yes.
I have one of those.
Oh, my.
They're nice. I don't hate them, but
yeah.
It's not a necessity.
No, it's not.
My youngest, Izzy, her studio apartment that she moved into, I think it was almost a year ago now, they let the part, she got off on her rent, a little bit knocked off of her rent because she redesigned, or she, painted and did some stuff in the apartment and everything.
Okay, yeah.
And they've got this real nice curio cabinet, one of those old school ones that's in the corner.
Oh, yeah, kind of rounded,
Yeah, yeah. And she really painted that up really nice and stuff. I got to ask her if she what she's going to do with it. She's still, when I was there, she was still trying to think of what to do, put in there.
But put in there, yeah, right.
But I haven't seen one of those in decades. Like, I it's been a long time since I've seen one of those. I forgot all about that, man.
Well, if it's a curiosity cabinet, you need your shrunken heads, and you need your, your cursed jewelry
your
and stuff.
Paw. Yeah.
Your monkey paw. Get your monkey paw in there.
Is it really
jarred peculiarities?
Yep.
Is it really a curio cabinet if it doesn't have a monkey paw? Like, really?
Yeah,
I mean, is it really? Cable TV shows up on this list.
Except we're heading back that way.
For now, yes, for now. For now, that's true. But give it a couple of years and we'll be right
back to cable TV.
And all that.
Well, I don't know. Is that better or worse than streaming?
Oh, I don't know.
At this point, it's almost a horse apiece. It really is.
It's a dead heat. It's a dead heat race. All of these have been designed around money. And they're not consumers. Yeah. So whether it's streaming or cable or anything, I don't know if we're ever going to have something that's perfect for people.
One of the most short-sighted things that ever happened in entertainment was the jump to streaming. They did not see. I don't know how they didn't see it coming. I think all they saw was, oh my gosh, look at what Netflix is doing. We have to get into this. We have to start doing this. And now they are so regretting it. So regretting it.
I genuinely think this is a big problem in society. This need to be first to things.
Ugh, yeah.
This need to make the call
and then
first.
And jump on the bandwagon.
Yep.
Yeah. Or to be the first to a take or yep. these kind of
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Did you learn nothing from Dan Rather? Did you learn nothing from what happens with that? One of the greatest newsmen of our generation, of yep. our lifetimes, taken out because his producers wanted him to be first to a story.
Yep.
Nobody wins in those scenarios. Give me the correct story. That's what I care about.
I agree.
I don't care if you've got a hot take. I don't care if you're loud. I don't care if you're the first person, quote unquote, first person to something. Like, be right. Bar soap. That's where we wrap up on the list. Bar soap is something
what?
That they're saying millennials Wait, ruined.
They ruined bar soap?
Yeah.
No. That's another thing we're coming back to, actually.
I disagree.
Yeah. Mm. I'm with you on that one, Melissa.
I get my bar soap from someone who makes it locally. It's actually someone I went to high school with.
Cool.
Wow.
Out of Toma, Wisconsin, B&T Farms. She makes the most amazing bar soap in, like, just phenomenal scents. My favorite is lilac, of course, and she is the only person that I have found that makes lilac soap that smells right. Shush, Seth.
Lilac.
Peter, go away.
Lilac.
It's the best.
Oh, no, it's
it
not.
It's so good.
Oh, yes, my gosh. Toma.
I'm right. You're wrong. Stop it.
Toma, the city of soap makers.
Toma is so many more things than that, but.
That sounds great, though.
I love
that
actually show. It does. Yeah.
What was the name of her business again, Melissa?
B&T Farms.
Mm. To check that
cool.
out. Have to check that out.
Yeah.
We'll get to our state and local news. We'll come back with what makes you feel most nostalgic over the holidays.
Mm.
And get into that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters may someday choose their candidates for Congress in a very different way. A bipartisan ranked choice voting bill got its first hearing before a state Senate committee yesterday. Under ranked choice voting, all candidates for U.S. House and Senate would appear on a primary ballot together, regardless of their party. The top five candidates would advance to the general election. Maine and Alaska do it this way. Property taxes are expected to go up an average of about 4.7% in Wisconsin. On the other hand, the new state budget added about $250 million to the school tax levy credit and boosted the lottery tax credit by $16 million. That means the typical property owner is actually seeing bills go up by closer to 2 or 3%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Health Department and the Hmong and Hispanic Communications Network Project, H2N, are partnering on a holiday health resource fair this Friday, December 15th. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Mid-State Gymnasium in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be free food and drinks, including a hot chocolate bar, and free photos with Santa Claus. You can find local health resource information and get your free COVID-19 and flu shots. They're giving blood pressure checks and diabetes screening. Bring the kids for fun activities and a visit with Santa Claus. WIRI radio station personalities will be there for a live broadcast from 3 to 5. The event goes until 7 p.m. and is a great opportunity to find out about health resources in our community. Ruby's Pantry is this Saturday. Food bundles are a $25 cash donation. Ruby's Pantry is at Pitch Elementary School from 8 to 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, December 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 35 this afternoon under sunny skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 24 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to talk a little bit more about Christmas as you've got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. Happy hump day, everyone.
Yeah.
Just remembered it's Wednesday.
Yes.
It really did. It just hit me like, oh, it's Wednesday.
It's a day.
I think that's a millennial thing that needs to go away, too.
Yeah, hump day. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I
agree.
I think so.
Every time I say it, I feel cornier.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel cornier every time. I feel like as funny as it was, that camel ruined it. Like, it, that was its peak hump day. Happy hump day, everybody. And then, like, it's been downhill ever since. Like,
yeah.
Down the hump.
Nice. For better or worse, the holidays are packed with nostalgia. We are, sleeping, breathing, eating nostalgia every day.
Right.
A new survey asked people what ignites the most nostalgia during the holiday season. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you're just a couple touches away from joining the conversation.
Yeah.
Be sure to download that app wherever you get them. We'd love to hear from you. Call up, join the conversation. We'd love that. Because I want to know what makes you feel nostalgic. We got this list here. We'll get into it and everything. But I want to know locally what makes you nostalgic, especially if it's local things that do.
Yeah. events.
I've lived in this area long enough now to where, for me, when I see the Christmas lights out, the ones that you see going over the bridges.
The city lights, yeah.
City lights and everything, once those are out, that really hits home for me.
I'm with you.
I didn't know I was going to miss it when I was living in California, but I did. In California, I loved living out there, but they did not really get into Christmas until like 2 weeks before.
Wow.
They don't have snow, so.
Yeah. It was weird.
Neither do we.
But wherever I was, Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, L.A., it was like that. Up and down the state, it was almost like, hey, wait a minute, Christmas is here. Like, oh, we should get the tree.
Wait, let's get throw some lights. Yeah,
it's weird. I love that about this area. For me, in the home, it's my mom is cardboard boxes filled with, like, oh, that's the Christmas box.
When those come out?
Yes, when those come out. And like, she doesn't even need to put the stuff out, and I'm already singing Jingle Bells in my head or something like that. Is there anything for you two? Is anything off the top of your mind you want me to get into the list, and maybe it'll spring some stuff?
I would say the smell of baking cookies is nostalgic for me, because my mom used to make so many white Christmas cutout cookies, and that we'd spend like a whole weekend making these cookies, and then we got to decorate them too with different colored frosting and sprinkles and all the different shapes. That was a very poignant Christmas memory for me.
That's a good one.
We did something similar, Melissa, in my house. We would do the same thing, you know, the cutouts and decorate them with frosting and everything like that. For me, it's more of a, I don't know what you would call it. It was when I would come in out of the snow and cold into the house, you know, that first like burst of warm air when you walk into the house, you got all your snow gear on and you've been out playing in the snow for, you know, an hour or however long it's been. And you come in and there's that warmth, that feeling of warmth when you walk into the house, you start taking off your wet, you know, stuff and everything like that. And you start to warm up, maybe have a cup of cocoa. That, for some reason, that specifically reminds me of Christmas, even though it was like all winter, you know, because I'm up in northern Minnesota. So but for some reason, that's the thing that makes me
the warmth
like warmth that. Any kind of warmth
that's good. A new survey asked people what ignites that made them. That may be the most Minnesota thing you've ever said.
Probably, other than you betcha.
Yeah, nice. A new survey asked people what ignites the most nostalgia during the holiday season, and the number one response was spending time with loved ones.
Aww,
decorating the Christmas tree was a close second, followed by seeing holiday lights, holiday music, holiday movies, baking cookies, cooking holiday meals, receiving a holiday card, and vintage decorations.
Vintage decorations.
I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. Yes. And some holiday traditions might only be done for the sake of nostalgia. In the same survey, 22% of people admit that they probably spend more time planning and putting up their decorations than they do actually relaxing and enjoying them.
I suppose it depends when you put them up.
Yeah. That has something to do with it. I'm firmly.
If you wait till the last 2 weeks before Christmas, California, then you don't have a whole lot of time to enjoy them.
Yeah.
Well, that's only if you're of the school that's like Christmas Day and then you're done. You know, like, I'm going to take them all out of there. You got to do the 12 days of Christmas. You know, there are 12 days.
Or even at least the month of December.
Yeah.
To me, I like the idea of celebrating Christmas right up to the end of the year. Up until New Year's Eve, and then it kind of takes. Then New Year's Eve kind of takes over.
Oh, okay.
It's only six extra days.
Right. And it's such a big day, and we only get it once a year. I don't see any issue with that, especially all the pomp and circumstance that goes into it and everything.
Right.
Might as well let it last a couple extra days.
I agree.
Where I also feel like a hypocrite, though, because I have the exact opposite feeling about Thanksgiving in the last week of November.
Where you just want it to disappear from the calendar.
Yeah. And then completely get rid of it. Just completely get rid of it.
What did the last week of November do to you, man?
I wish I knew.
Just ragging on it.
We really need time to recover.
So I don't disagree with you guys, and yet I can't budge on this. I just got to be honest. I really feel
all right,
that.
Seth. All right, we got to find something for James to enjoy that last week of November.
I don't know, a new holiday or something.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? I think maybe that should be the week James takes vacation.
I don't know, something
he's never done.
I don't know what I'm laughing at more, the idea of me being on vacation or that thought, because that's a good one. That may have nailed it, Melissa. That is good.
Melissa, I think the challenge is before us now. It may have to involve a kidnapping.
Yeah, maybe.
It might.
To get him to go.
It might.
But, you know.
Yep. And it'll all have to be staged. There'll be a script and costumes, potentially a makeup artist.
Oh, God.
I love that. Then we'll fool him into it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever felt this way before, where I actually am getting angry that people know me. Like, you guys know me so well, and I'm getting furious over here. Like, it's not right. It's not fair. We're taking a break. I'm too red-faced. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 35 this afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 24, high of 46 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
Christmas music. Christmas music.
We have to set it up beforehand without the hotkeys.
Welcome back, everybody. Christmas music. Bumper music wasn't there for us that
time. Right.
Dang it.
A cappella version, though.
Acapella. Yeah, yes.
Thank you, Pentatonix. Thank you, Pentatonix. We have some good stuff to keep you right to the top of the hour, everybody, we're going to be getting into. And I wanted to touch on this one before we wrapped up, because this is that Ain't Right story, I think, that most of us can agree on, even if you are a big fan of this product. You know you've got a sophisticated palate when you're reaching for a shot of this Dorito-flavored liquor that now exists.
Ooh.
Yeah. A spirit company in Denmark called Epermercial.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe don't name your company something that's hard to say.
Yeah, come on.
Well, we're not Danish, though.
That's so. True.
Very true.
Crazy Danes.
Very good point. They partnered with PepsiCo, so it's an official Doritos liquor.
Right.
It's supposed to taste exactly like nacho cheese version, and it's 84 proof.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 42% alcohol. Which they needed to make it that strong for people to drink it.
Ooh.
That's a little stronger than your average 80-proof liquor.
Right.
They're calling it an uncategorized spirit, but it's basically cheese.
No kidding.
It's cheese-flavored vodka. Yeah, really. All the other categories are like, no, we're not taking that.
No.
Does not apply.
You're not allowed in our club.
It's no. It's being described as basically just a cheese-flavored vodka.
Ugh.
So does it actually taste like Doritos? According to people who have tried it, yes, but that's not a good thing. they're saying that they got it right, but they're not happy they got it right, basically. It also smells like them. A writer for Food and Wine said it has a bouquet that's, quote, brimming with the unmistakable tang of cheese dust.
Oh, my gosh.
They thought the aftertaste was a little more
cheesy bouquet.
They thought the aftertaste was more like Fritos than Doritos, though. The evil geniuses behind this is a former chef named Lars Williamson, who co-founded this company. He's actually been
former
making.
He got fired.
He got kicked out. Yeah, he's actually been making Dorito-infused booze for years. It started when an employee came back from lunch with a bag of them. Lars saw the bag, wondered if it was possible, and started experimenting with it.
Oh wow!
At work.
They announced pre-orders would start today at 9 a.m. Eastern. It's not clear how many bottles there are, but we assume they'll sell out fast because everything does.
Limited run, I'm sure.
Here's one of the best parts of this. $65.
What?
$65 is going to cost you for these.
$65.
It's a lot of money for a gag gift.
Oh.
That's a lot of...
Mm-hmm.
And they missed the mark on this. They missed the easiest thing here. It's right under the nose. It's Occam's razor. If you're going to do this, you've got to have it so the cheese dust is on your fingers. That's the best part of Doritos. Licking the cheese dust off. They're missing the best part of the Dorito.
Right, right. Man.
It should come with a pack of cheese dust.
Yes,
it really should.
Yes, it should. Otherwise, it's not. You miss me. You miss me on this.
Well, how would you... Okay, put aside our distaste for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
How would you drink this liquor? The only way I can think that it would be good is in a Bloody Mary.
The tomato and the cheese. I see where you're going with that.
Okay. I see that.
Pizza drink.
Boy, I hadn't even thought of that. you got one of those charcuterie boards.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. You have some of this with that. Yeah.
What is going on in Denmark?
Yeah, it's a good
Seriously,
question.
Are they more depressed than usual?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Hamlet has shown us, man, those Danes, they're all depressed. It's very depressing there.
That's a great line. I love the idea of us all, just everybody else outside of Denmark, just basing everything we have on Denmark.
On Hamlet.
I like that. Would you try this? Even like you didn't not buying it, just you're at the bar, the bartender's offering free shots. Would you try a shot of this?
No.
I don't think I'd
do a whole shot.
No.
I'd maybe sip it.
I just
because it doesn't contain any actual cheese.
I'd love to say I wouldn't, but I know me, and I know that if I'm there with my friends at the bar, and there's a challenge put out there, of course,
boy.
Then I'm doing it. Then I'm being completely honest about that. Yeah.
As long as it tastes like Doritos, not mashed potatoes.
Yes, yes.
That would be a bridge too far for him, right?
Now you've gone too far. We need a literal palate cleanser after that one. We really do. We really do. And we're going to get
shake
one.
Off the cheese dust.
I somehow have that aftertaste. I'm not sure how it happened. Yeah.
It's in my brain, too. Yeah.
Today, join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Got a great one lined up for you today. Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods kick it off.
Woo.
Love our friends from Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Be sure to join them. Their doors are open right now. Head on over to Family Natural Foods. Say hi for
Christmas shopping, maybe.
Yeah. Get on over there and find out some of the great things that they've got today at 3 o'clock. Then at 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. We've got, of course, Kim Shields from Encourage, along with Betsy Wood and Dawn Newman. Going to be talking with them. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great conversation.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Going to be good stuff going on there. And, of course, we've got plenty more good things coming up for you throughout the rest of the day. Be sure to stay here and check in all of our local civic media lineup. Lots of great stuff lined up for you. Wanted to get to some local good stories of the day, and it is Wednesday. There's something we do on Wednesdays.
Something.
It's always bingo, guys.
It's always bingo. Oh, bingo. Right.
Bingo. Always.
B-I-N-G. It's bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. It's bingo. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Support the Elks. Mm-hmm. Just head on over there, everybody.
Head on over there.
It's a fun game.
It is.
We've got some great local concerts going on in our area with our local high schools over at the, let's see here. I wanted to make sure to get the dates of this right. Yeah. So the next one coming up locally here is tomorrow, for the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choir. For Rams are going to be having their concert at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Be sure to take that in if you get a chance. Again, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs, their concert will be at 6 at the Rams Auditorium. Support these kids. Make sure to get to every one of these shows that you can, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
That's going
to be. And I think the littles are before that. The K through 3.
See, I was trying to find that, Melissa. Thank you.
I think that's in Port Edwards or Nacusa, actually, if I remember correctly, but I don't have it in front of me. So, anyway.
I think it's at 5:15. Okay. Whenever the littles are performing, it's then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And keep that in mind. And make sure to take that in, too.
Yes.
You got to get the littles. You got to get the little kids in there on that one.
It's the cutest thing.
And we have going on this Friday a fantastic event in town, the Holiday Health Resource Fair in Wisconsin Rapids, taking place over at Mid-State Tech. Melissa's going to be our MC for this. She's going to be down there with a live remote for this event. Melissa, tell us about it a little.
I'm going to be there from 3 to 5, but the event goes on until 7. They're going to have a lot of fun activities for the kids, free pictures with Santa. I think there's face painting and balloon animals. And then we've also got free COVID and flu shots, diabetes screening, blood pressure checks. Find out about free health resources in our community. And it's also for the Hmong and Spanish-speaking populations as well. There'll be people there to help translate, to help understand and navigate insurance. This is a wonderful event that is put on by the H2N Network for our area to help you find local health resources in our area.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great event, not only a good opportunity to get out of the house and do some things, but maybe, you know, you've been meaning to get your blood pressure checked. Here's a great opportunity to do it, and it's all a free event. Encourage you to head on over to Mid-State and take this event in. Melissa,
in the gymnasium.
Yeah. The live broadcast will be right on our sister station, WIRI. Be sure to check
that
out. We'll be competing for listeners, Melissa, as I'll be over here at Midday Magazine.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
We don't have to compete thanks to our great friends at Civic Media. Everything we do is podcasted.
That's
so you can go ahead and check out the podcast of any of our shows if you miss them.
So check out James's podcast because mine won't be. Listen to me live.
Right.
3 to 5.
That's darn right. Be sure to take that in. And stop on by Mid-State Friday and say hi to Melissa. You get a shirt or maybe some stickers or something.
Person. I'll be giving away stuff like crazy.
That's going to be cool. Be sure to take in the event. We'll be talking about it leading right up to it. Make sure you get a big crowd, Melissa.
I think for Christmas events, instead of face painting, they should have face Santa fake beards for kids.
Ooh, I like that.
And then everyone get a big picture. That would be awesome.
I like that. Yes.
That would be.
Oh, think of how cute that looks. Get a bunch of little kids with a beard. Oh, I like that. Great idea.
You just need some cotton balls.
That's right.
As we wrap up with our good local good stories of the day, we go local, and by local I mean Finland.
Scandinavia. Yeah.
We got another email from Hanu. This is actually a different one. Hanu emailed us. Thank you so very much for your great programming. Hello from Finland. Here on the northern latitudes of Finland, northern Europe, they're listening. Your listening audience managed to tune into your broadcast on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM with my special communications receiver and a long outdoor copper wire.
Wow. So he got it over the airwaves. This is what he's saying. He didn't get it on the internet. He got it over the air, which is so cool.
Really cool.
He goes on in the email to tell us the exact stuff and everything that he did.
Very technical, but it's cool. Yeah,
it's really, really cool. It's really interesting. A big shout out to all of our friends in Europe. We'll just cover all of Europe there.
You know who you are.
Appreciate you. And we appreciate those of you that support the arts, and we encourage you to take in this amazing show. A Johnny Cash Christmas is going on tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center here in Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Show begins at 7:30. You can get your tickets at savorthearts.org, savorthearts.org. Be sure to go there and get those tickets. Or if you want a couple for free, call up right now.
Ooh,
right.
Free tickets.
715-424-2600. That's 424-2600. Give me your favorite Johnny Cash song. Your favorite Johnny Cash song. That's all you got to do.
That's easy.
Yeah. Just give me that, and you'll get two tickets to go see Terry Lee Goffey. Amazing gentleman. Encourage you to check out the Midday Magazine interview with him as well that we did. That was a really fun time.
Check or online. Some great videos.